Anyway, go on to more modern
well,
time.
Groups
Modern.
Yes, more Groups Modern. What I was leading up to is I understand that now, speaking of the Crypt Records days, you've got some nice reissues happening of your first records, now regarded as garage punk classics, as I believe the saying goes.
Yes. They're coming out on 180 gram vinyl.
Which, how many more grams is that than your average piece of vinyl?
Well, if you make it 360 gram, it turns all the way around to normal gram,
nice.
Whatever that is. So we stopped at 180, so it wasn't... I don't know what the...
Yeah, Crypt is reissuing limited to 500 copies on 180 gram vinyl of our first two records on Crypt, and then I think some Gory's records, some Devil Dogs records.
Nice.
Yeah.
The classics.
Deluxe packaging.
As it were.
Geared towards the new garage fans.
Yes, that's
who
right.
Who probably don't have turntables.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This new garage scene they're talking about.
Are you guys still a part of that?
We're considered the old guard.
Oh, I see.
No, we always talk about how we never really when the garage scene was actually really going through 94 to the end of the 90s or whatever, and with Crypt and Estrus and Sympathy and Get Hip and all those labels that are never mentioned in any of these articles, we always felt like we weren't, we didn't have the right Beatle boots for the whole Estrus crowd.
And yeah, the kind of shag haircut thing a little overblown.
We played a little too fast for that, but then we played too slow for hardcore fans, and we weren't, we're from Ohio, which always seems to throw people off when you're around. I don't know why. So we always felt like we didn't really fit into much of anything, really.
Which isn't such a bad thing.
Besides our pants, and even that's hard to do.